We all back to talk football with you. This is 2 Minute Drill. I am Pierce, joined by Joe, joined by Scott.
The whole gang is here.
We're all here for the first time in forever. And we get to talk to you guys about week 11, but week 10 as well, man, because there's a lot of interesting football. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to say it was good.
It was interesting.
It was bad. It's interesting how the games played out, how some of the teams are playing out. All this shit is just interesting.
Yeah, definitely interesting. First time I've been able to really sit down and watch football in fucking weeks. So I enjoyed actually sitting down, just watching all the games, just watching on Red Zone. I enjoyed it. So let's
also
just get into it.
I'm thankful that I now am both a Scott Hansen and Andrew Siciliano guy.
Who do you prefer?
I got my NFL Red Zone back. I mean, Hansen, obviously.
Okay.
Like, Hansen's just cool. So, but let's start with Sunday night in prime time, because if you've been listening to our shows for a while, you understand that we have always told you the truth about one Matthew Stafford.
Yep.
From the days where he was stinking up the joint in Detroit, when people were saying, oh, he just doesn't have enough help. He's not, you know, Detroit isn't doing what they need to do right by Matt Stafford. He's going to go to Los Angeles. He's going to ball out and win a championship with Sean McVay. They done made the super team. You know, they're now the 2011 Philadelphia Eagles super team. And then for two straight weeks, they have gone out and laid complete eggs in prime time. Sorry, again, when Sunday night was Monday night. Monday night against the Niners. Last Sunday was against the Titans. And in both games, who was the common denominator to the Rams not showing up at all in either of those games?
John Matthew Stafford.
His first name
is that his name?
Yes, his first name is John. John Matthew Stafford. John Matthew Stafford is his actual fucking name. Because when I seen him throw that pick yesterday, I was like,
when I seen him throw that ball.
You definitely sound like that.
I was like, let me see what this nigga's middle name is. And it was John Matthew Stafford.
Wait, the pick made you think what it's...
Yeah,
John like, Matthew Stafford.
That's only some roasting shit.
Yeah, exactly. So I tweeted, put your Super Bowl money on John Matthew Stafford if you want to.
Yeah, man.
And that's when I found out. I didn't know that Steph's name was Wardell until like 4 years ago.
Well, yeah, because niggas just kept calling him Wardell. And I'm like, why the fuck y'all calling him Wardell? Oh, yeah. His daddy. That's right.
Wait,
that's
Steph Curry's first name is Wardell?
No, Steph Curry's first name is Wardell. Wardell
Stephen Curry.
Yeah.
He named after his daddy.
What?
Well, yeah, they call him Steph because his daddy got the same name.
Wardell is clearly a middle name. It should be Stephen Wardell Curry.
It's not.
The same way with, first of all, John Matthew. That's like, if your name is John, your name is John. Why am I calling you Matt Stafford? Your name is John.
John. I mean, because there's too many fucking Johns out here, man. Who the fuck want to be a John? I mean, honestly, who would be a Matthew? Wardell? Like, fair. Very fair point. No, my mama used to date a nigga named Wardell. So, like, I understand why niggas don't want to be named Wardell. There's a lot of lame-ass niggas named Wardell out here. But, you know. Hey, it's really weird that we never knew that his first name was John, because you think Clayton Kershaw would have told us that Matthew Stafford was
right, exactly. Did you guys know that Clayton Kershaw and Matt Stafford grew up together?
No, they ain't gonna play in the same city together in about
yeah, you funny as hell for calling Thomas Giannis.
He looked just like that nigga, man. He looked just like that nigga. Yeah. You said they're going to be in the same what?
Wait, Carlos Carrillo said that about Derek Jeter? I'm sorry. I'm just reacting.
Allegedly. I haven't seen the actual quote, so I can't go off on Twitter shit. But, I mean, he's wrong.
I was about to say.
Right. But yeah, no, I said Stafford and Clayton Kershaw ain't going to be playing in the same city in about 4 weeks.
Oh, yeah. Kershaw's out here.
Clayton's gonna take his ass to Dallas, Texas. But yeah, man, we've been trying to tell y'all about Matthew Stafford for a while. Yeah, we're on the MVP train real early in the season when it looked like the Rams couldn't do no wrong, and now it's very apparent Matthew Stafford might be a major problem once his team gets to the playoffs. And guess who's never won a playoff game in his career?
Guess
being taxed to go lead this team with Von Miller, Aaron Donald, Odell Beckham, all these folks you done added to the squad. Yeah, good luck.
Joe, what do you think about it? Because you had some interesting thoughts about Dream Team, about Super Teams on Twitter.
They don't work. That's just the thing about it.
They don't work.
In football. In basketball, like when LeBron went to Miami, what was your thought regarding their
At first, I didn't think it was going to work. I didn't think it was going to work.
Were you just in denial because you didn't like him at the time?
That probably had a great amount to do. Okay. But to be fair to me, it did not work the first year.
When they lost to Dallas, I laughed, but I laughed with pain in my eyes. I'm like, this is the last time.
Yeah.
They're not going to lose again.
LeBron James is not going to let this shit happen 2 years in a row.
You know what I'm saying?
Come back with fire and fury.
They definitely underachieved. That's a conversation for a different day.
Yeah.
Of course, but yeah.
I was like, a player that good is not going to go out like this. Now, in football, it's just too many moving pieces for it to matter. Von Miller has been great in Denver. That's where he's been. That's where he's made his bones. But can he work alongside someone like Aaron Donald? Now, of course, the default answer would be, well, they're two great pass rushers. Of course it is. It should be easy for him. But it doesn't always work like that. Sure. You know, there are so many intricacies when it comes to being a defensive coordinator, being a head coach, and then, of course, having to then be a linebacker, outside linebacker, defensive end. And what is he, four technique, three technique? I'm not sure.
And like Aaron Donald?
No, I'm talking about Von Miller. And then having to, you know, live up to those standards within a new system, with the new teammates. And with that being said, it's the first game that they played in. I'm going to give him a break, even though my concern is for both sides of the ball, because not only was Jimmy G making them look foolish, the Niners defense was making them look foolish. That being said, the Niners defense still has a lot of studs on it, so that's not as bad. It would have been cool if this game, if the game ended like 14-21, they lost. Oh, well, you know, Niners still have a good defense. They have a offense, but when you make Jimmy G one read Jimmy, because that's all he was doing. Every play was, oh, my man.
It was one read.
He did not look at the field at all. And maybe that's Shannon. Now, once again, that's often a common thing that you say to disrespect quarterbacks. I'm not saying to disrespect quarterbacks, because Shanahan could be like, I know this nigga cannot read the field well, so hit your first read. But all Jimmy G was doing was, I have time. Let me sit back. Oh, Kittle's open. Oh, is that Debo open? Oh, I'm going to throw it to him. And that's all he had to do. But when you allow that to happen, yeah, of course they're going to take off. So I would be more concerned with the fact that their defense – having Von Miller, Aaron Donald, Jalen Ramsey, having all these big names, you can't get any pressure. Like, you can't get any pressure with Von Miller, Aaron Donald, Leonard Floyd, of course, who's, I think, good complementary to them too. You can't get pressure. That's bad. But of course, it's the first game. I just don't think, you know, names are not important in football. It's complimentary pieces.
Now, did Von play on Monday? Because
Odell had 15 snaps. Von Miller had, I think, like 12. So, like, I'm like, don't get too hyped.
So he got some game action, but he's not fully back yet.
Yeah, so, like, I wouldn't, like, put too much into it, but I also wouldn't just brush it off as just one game. No. Now, there's some problems there. And then, of course, it goes into the bigger thing of Matthew Stafford looks doo-doo. He don't look confident in his throws no more. And that happened in Detroit. He could go on a tear where he's freaking Tom Brady, and then he can turn into freaking Craig Krenzel. So be afraid.
Yikes.
And I also think that an underrated thing here is Robert Woods' injury. I think that's going to affect things a lot. I mean, I think that the Odell pickup kind of went from like a luxury to a necessity. And I do think Odell has something left in him. It's just Robert Woods does a lot of the things that they don't show up on the stat sheet. That thing is going to affect them. And like I said, I love the move. When you have a chance to go out there and get Odell, shit, I want Odell on the fucking Bears. So I love the move of him going there. I actually love the hype video he did of him reenacting the skit from going back to Cali with Biggie. I like that. And I like the Von Miller signing, too. I think that Aaron Donald is the second best player in the NFL, period. So I think anybody can work on the side of him. So I wouldn't take too much from that. I know he's coming back from injury. So I like the Rams team. Only problem I have is Matthew Stafford. That's the issue I have. He is not a bad quarterback. I've said multiple times, even when he was in Detroit, me and Joe said on 79th and Hallis, he's not a bad quarterback. I think he's a top 10 quarterback in the league. He's probably 9 or 10, but I think he's top 10 quarterback in his league. Now, with that being said, he's not a quarterback who's going to get you over the hump. So if you look into the playoffs, and I think the thing about this year's NFL, it's wide the fuck open. You could probably sell me on about 6 teams winning the Super Bowl. So and the way they've been playing, they're probably going to have to go on the road. You confident on Matthew Stafford going to Lambeau and going up against a shootout against Rona Boy? I'm not.
Damons.
You think he's going to go to Tampa Bay and go beat Big Goaty? Hell no.
Big Goaty. I like it.
So I just don't have any. I don't even know if he can beat Man. Like, honestly. I don't.
I laughed. That was funny.
So, yeah, I have no faith in him, man. I have no faith in him. And I want people to explain to me why McVay is such a great coach without mentioning his age.
He's young. He's young.
That's literally all. He's 35.
He's 35. He's a young guy.
That's it.
I do think that while the Robert Woods injury is terrible for the Rams, is actually the best thing for Odell. Because in that offense, Odell's going to have to play a slot while Woods and Cooper Kupp would have been outside. And there's not enough space to go around for all of them. So in Robert Woods' injury, now Odell is going to be able to work outside and play more of this game. Again, that's going to take time to actually develop. It's not going to develop game one. And then also you have to factor in that for some reason, no matter how good or bad the Niners are, they get up for that game against the Rams. You know, it's back to being that Bay Area LA rivalry when it comes to them two teams, and they understand it, they recognize it, and they've been showing up in the last few games against the Rams. So, you know, give it some time. The bigger worry for the Rams here is, you know, like Scott said, winning the division. Because if you don't beat Man, if you're not able to win a division, I think you already lost the first game early. You already lost the first game early in the season to the Cardinals.
Yep.
You know, if you guys don't win this division, it's going to be tough sledding for a dude that actually, when the times that he's made the playoffs, he ain't never played at home. All he's done is play on the road and lose on the road. So I don't know if that is the predicament that you want to be in, but, you know, you're the one that traded 3 first-round picks to go get Matthew Stafford.
3 first-round picks for Stafford is nasty. I didn't know it was that much.
I
understand the Rams GM doesn't give a fuck about picks. Like, he even got the mug that says, fuck them picks.
Imagine that, man. Three first-round picks and Matthew Stafford. Took 2 to get Justin Fields.
But if this doesn't work out.
Who? Speak on it. Hold on.
If this doesn't work out, he's going to move to the Ryan Pace.
This is actual tea right here. I just sipped the tea.
This doesn't work out. He's going to the Ryan Pace Hall of Fame of giving picks up. Like, the Bears are one of the worst teams in the league this year, and they're not going to have first round, and I can live with that because we got our guy. If you're the Rams, and it's Super Bowl or bust for these niggas, period. Especially with the Super Bowl being in your building. True. You know what I'm saying? You want to be another team who – they're not going to be the first team. Obviously, Tampa did that last year. But as far as all the quarterback – the other – Dallas. You think they go on to Jerry World and beating the way Dak playing?
They're definitely not beating Dallas.
I don't see that. I can see a Trayvon Diggs pick 6 off Stafford right now.
I mean, honestly, whoever they're able to play out in the playoffs, I don't trust them to win right now. You can throw them up against anybody. The Packers, they're not beating the Packers. They're not beating the Cardinals. And Cardinals is a toss-up because we, you know.
It's a toss-up. But
yeah. Especially after how they played against the Panthers. We'll talk about that in a bit.
I mean, but to be fair, Kyler didn't play. Kyler didn't play and neither did Nuke.
Like I said, we'll talk about that in a bit. But yeah, anybody in the NFC right now, you know, I think the teams that are ahead of them are better. It's point blank. And you can't sell me on the fact that you got all these stars and that's going to be the reason why you come out on top come February, because it never works that way in the NFL, man.
Nope.
Never works that way. But we could wax poetic all day about the Rams. Let's move to the AFC. We'll come back to the NFC in a hot second. Interesting happenings going on in the AFC. Somehow, the AFC West just let Pat Mahomes just play like shit for like 9 weeks. And after the 10th week, he's on top in the division. So, we see how that is shaping out. I take back my original renege. The Titans being AFC champions, because Titans look really fucking good right now. They look like the best team in the AFC. The Bills bounce back after losing to the Jaguars, but that's an interesting case there. The AFC North, who knows who the top team is in that division? You could say Baltimore, but are they really? Pittsburgh, if you didn't see that tie coming after last Monday, I don't know what to tell you.
That's just
that was the ugliest fucking game of football I've ever seen in my life.
Ugly game, but I'm still looking at Detroit more than Pittsburgh. I give Pittsburgh a break because criminal number 7 didn't play. But sure. Nigga, Detroit is just a bad fucking football team.
They fight. They have grit.
Right. Like, I give Dan Campbell that, dog. He be trying, bro.
Yeah, man. Nothing you can do with that sorry ass team, man. It is what it is. Especially when you got Mitch.
If
what
the Bears
now, Motown Mitch.
Who? Dolph?
Yeah.
It's disrespectful to Mitch at this point.
Disrespectful to Motown.
That too. I mean, look, if the Bears lost to this team in Thanksgiving, Nagy can't make it to dinner. Okay. Like, I see a lot of
100%. That's 100%. Like, I don't think you can let him stay.
You can't do that, bro. No. You can't do that, dog.
The point being, man, who's the best team in the AFC? Because I already put a bet on the NFC to win the Super Bowl. Man. I don't trust any of the teams in the AFC to win the Super Bowl right now. Yeah. Who's the best team in the AFC?
Man, that's fucking tough, bro. Best team in the AFC. I'ma still stick with the Bills, bro. I'ma still stick with the Bills. I'ma stick beside them. I'ma stick with the Bills,
bro. I'ma probably go with the Bills. I don't know. It just that seems like
I still think my dog Patty got a little left on. The team stinks, but I think he's gonna undertake her from the grave.
You talking about Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah.
I disagree with figuring him out. Like, I disagree with the premise of figuring out. They figured out they figured out his strengths, but they didn't figure out how to stop him, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, they know, okay, this is what he does well. They know he likes the home run ball, pick him off when he tries that. Yes. But you didn't figure out how to fully stop him. All he does do is just adapt to it. He adapt pretty well, but then people are like, oh, they figured him out still. This is just, you know, he just went against whatchamacallit, whoever he went against, I forgot.
Figuring out, especially like for a quarterback, is such a cliche ass statement to make because
it is.
You know, how many times have we seen Aaron Rodgers have a bad season or subpar season for Aaron Rodgers, and he comes back the next year and he balls out. You know, it happens. It happens for great quarterbacks when you've been in the league for that long. Like, this is Pat's fourth full season in the league, I want to say.
Yeah,
and. 2017, 18, 19.
He didn't play
2017.
So, yeah, it's fourth.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. I don't know why I was concluding that one. So, yeah, it's his fourth full season. Like, you know, there's enough tape on him, and there's been enough game planning on Patrick Mahomes to where you can force him to make mistakes, or he's just going to play like Pat Mahomes, do his little mini Brett Favre shit, wild out, and then, bam, you got some turnovers. But he's still that damn talented, you know? So when the people said it, you know, people, they figured him out. Like, no, they haven't figured shit out. He's just playing wild because he feels like he needs to be because his team isn't championship level like it was the past couple seasons. But, you know, it still got him 6-3. Like, let's not act like the Chiefs can't easily wind up the top seed again. And making the Super Bowl again, because they easily can. I just, you know, I just don't like this team at all.
Yeah, it's not a good team. It's not a good team. And you know, I think it's a mix of, you know, Pat's got to fix some things, but at the same time, like, I don't want to get. They're gonna show me a lot this weekend when they play the Cowboys. When they play the Cowboys, that is telling me
because they're gonna have to shoot.
Yeah, this is what's going to tell them what they're going to do the rest of it. Because let's be real. The Raiders fucking stink. All right, let's just – they fucking stink. Like, their defense, their defensive principles are not there. It's just not. They got embarrassed front to back. So if they can go – is this game in Dallas or is it Arrowhead? It's in Dallas?
Dallas.
Okay. So if he can go into Jerry World.
I think it's Dallas. I don't know.
And beat them, then I think they can really start to turn this thing around. Because they're back in first class in the division. Where is it?
It's a home game.
In KC?
It's a home game.
For who?
For Pat.
Oh, okay. All right. So, yeah. Well, yeah. If they're home, then. Yeah, but either way, still. The Cowboys are a good road team, too. So, I'll learn a lot from them this week.
Yeah. I agree with Harvey.
I'm gonna stick with Tennessee. I think Tennessee's done very well within the absence of Derrick Henry. They haven't switched up their game plan. I'm blanking on old boy, who's kind of like the third down back. He's had been having to take a more of a role for them. AP has been serviceable, coming in out of nowhere to play. I do think like missing Julio is big for them, and you know, AJ Brown's been nicked up, but Tennessee's defense has been shockingly solid this season. I didn't expect them to be as good as they have been. And I, you know, they already beat the Colts twice. They've already pretty much gone through the AFC West. Now it's about cruising, getting yourself to the playoffs, you know, seeing if you can get a top seed. I think if they get a top seed, that they could be dangerous. Because Tennessee has a nice little home field advantage. I don't think people, you know, are aware of just how nice Tennessee is when it comes to fan atmosphere. We don't really thinking about it, you know, it's Nashville, Tennessee, but Nashville can get up for football. You see how they do for the Volunteers, and God knows I fucking hate Rocky Top. So Tennessee, once more people get healthy, they're expecting Derrick Henry to get back in the end of the season. I'm holding out hope that Henry's gonna be back at the end of the season, because Derrick Henry with 6 to 8 weeks of free time to sit and work out is scary coming in playoff time. But Chiefs will probably be my number two. And I really don't know what to make out of Buffalo right now. You know, Buffalo had a really slow start against Miami a couple weeks back. And then the next week was the game against Jacksonville, where, like, how do you lose 9-6 to Jacksonville? It's unbelievable. The Jets win. They're the fucking Jets. It's Mike White. You didn't beat anybody that was special. I want to see how they finish, because New England's right there within the division. I think New England is 6-4, while Buffalo's 6-3, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, say whatever you want. Mac Jones being a rookie or whatever, Mac Jones has been really solid his rookie season, and he's done everything that Bills asked for. So it's not a realm of possibility that the Patriots could win the division. I think they have both of them games coming up still on the schedule.
Yeah, I'm intrigued to see. The Patriots are intriguing. I don't really know what to make of them. Like, I don't know if I would consider them.
Not at all.
Hmm?
I don't know what to make of them either, but they're interesting.
You know, it's because, like, that Belichick is there that I say, yeah, there's a chance. And of course, you know, you have the fact that what you call has been playing a lot better, Mac Jones, but I don't really know what to make of him as a quarterback. Like, is this a permanent thing? You know, he's been making longer throws. Like, it's not 4 or 6 yards a throw anymore. It's starting to be 9 yards a throw, 7, 8, 9 yards. So he's starting
that to throw he made to Jacoby Myers a couple weeks back in the Cowboy loss is
fantastic.
It's beautiful.
Sorry, know. I was muted. I was watching the Spider-Man trailer.
Oh, excuse me?
Yeah, it's out.
Well, you better keep talking, nigga, because I'm going to mute myself.
I'll hold the fort down while y'all watch. To talk about what you guys are talking about when it comes to the Patriots, man, they're instant ass.
I'm assuming there's no other Spider-Man on it, like I told you.
No, it's not. It's really ain't shit, to be completely honest with you.
That's what I figured.
Like, you know, you really just see a whole bunch of Doc Ock and Jamie Foxx characters in some action scenes. Ain't nothing like, oh, like for niggas be standing in line. Nothing. But anyway, like with the Patriots are an interesting team. Like, Mac Jones is an interesting player because it's like he ain't been bad, but at the same time, I don't think he should be getting the love that a lot of national media be giving this nigga. And I think it's 100% from the shit I said when the season started that they're trying to make him the second coming because he's with Belichick. And it's because it's the Patriots, and it's a Patriot dynasty. He's a second coming. I mean, even had Kurt Warner come on Rich Eisen, and then said Mac Jones is better at his age than Tom Brady was at his age. And I'm like,
come on.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
At the same time, he makes throws. I'm like, yo, he really, really fucking looks good. Like, he fucking destroyed the Browns this past weekend. Like, you know, under 200 yards, 3 touchdowns. I think what he was doing was crazy. So, like, and I do think they're gonna be in this playoff hunt. I mean, they're probably, I think they're not that far from the Bills. They might have a better record than the Bills, in that division. I'm gonna double check, but either way, they're going to be in this this division crown hunt. You know what I'm saying? If you look at, yeah, they're actually a half game behind the Bills. They're 6-4. The Bills are 6-3. So they're right there. And, you know, with Bill and the rest of that team, they're going to play enough defense. They're going to do the things they need to do to keep it competitive. And one thing I do like what Bill's doing, I think he's actually putting him in a great situation that you need to put a rookie quarterback in, because he's not giving them opportunities to really fuck up. Like, he's not blowing things out the water. He doesn't have that many wild plays. Like, I've seen way more wild plays from Justin Fields, obviously. But he's getting the job done. Like, I don't think they've lost a game this season where I'm like, they lost that because of Mac. So I think that's the good thing right there. But they're real interesting. They're definitely an interesting-ass team. And I think they play Atlanta on Thursday Night Football. Now, Atlanta's not a great team, but Atlanta is fighting for one of those bottom wild cards in the NFC. So I think that'd be a competitive game too. So I'm really interested to see how they're going to get through the second half of the season. But I'm gonna tip my cap a little bit to Mac Jones. He's not fucking up. He's doing a solid job. You know what I'm saying? He's doing what he's being asked to do. And at this point, if you're a Patriot fan, if you're Bill Belichick, that's really all you can pretty much ask. As these two continue to watch the trailer, I'm going to move this show along. We're going to talk about Q Aaron Rodgers, which is a hilarious nickname, one of the best nicknames I've heard.
Hold on. First off, I'm really pissed that they did not show the other Spider-Man. We know they're coming. Just give it to us. Give us what we want. Give us what we want. Secondly, I'm very intrigued by this whole Otto is, like, I guess, helping them kind of shit. I don't know. That's what I got from it. That's an interesting little ass wrinkle, though.
Yeah. And he's like, they're coming. Who the fuck is them? Like, when Strange said it in.
Yeah.
I'm actually glad they didn't show anything, because I didn't want the whole movie. Like, after this, I'm going to mute everything Spider-Man related until the movie comes out.
Yeah, because the spoilers are going to come out hard. Yeah, it's a month from tomorrow, so
yeah.
Anticipation is building. By the way, what did you think of Eternals while Joe finishes up?
I thought it was a good movie. I got to see it again because I went to Chicago Ridge and niggas was talking in the fucking movie theater. It's
terrible. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, so I got to see it again, but I enjoyed it. One thing I loved about the more than anything was the fact that it was not a regular Marvel formula. Like, it felt like more of an adult type movie. The acting was great, the cast was great. If you know, I enjoyed it. It was long as fuck. It was like Endgame, not Endgame, but it was like Infinity War long. But I think the post credit scenes is what got the biggest reaction from the crowd. Like, hearing Mahershala's voice was, you know, had me hyped up.
Mr. Whitman,
I think the reason I wasn't blown away, because I don't know too much about these characters. You know what I'm saying?
You said that trailer wasn't fire, my nigga. You're lying.
I didn't say it wasn't fire. I just said it wasn't no big.
One of the other Spider-Men are in the movie. There's no way. There's no way. It's too much.
Both of them are.
You know, it's too much happening.
Both of them have to be. And plus, you know, the fact that Doc Ock didn't recognize
that Peter Parker.
Recognize the fact that Peter Parker.
They said, "Oh, they're all coming through. They all die fighting Spider-Man." No, I don't think. Even if it's just a small cameo, one of them is in there. I could honestly see Andrew Garfield before Toby. I'm not sure Toby cares anymore.
I personally don't give a fuck if any of the Spider-Man's in. I've never really had that big of an attack. I didn't like the Andrew Garfield Spider-Man at all.
You're a cluck man.
Yeah, I didn't like that nigga at all. Of course, I liked the first two Spider-Mans, but we've grown as a society, and we've all accepted Tom Holland as our GOAT. So I no longer give a shit about 35-year-old Spider-Man when I was 12, 13 years old. So I don't really care if they're in the movie. I want real Matthew Murdock hours. That's what I want to see my dog.
That's who I thought we were gonna see in the trailer.
I thought they were making it there.
Daredevil.
Yeah, well, the call sheet got leaked. So I'm pretty sure he's in the fucking movie. So, Charlie Cox is gonna be in the movie. So that's what I'm excited about. I really don't care about the old Spider-Mans and shit like that. That's just me personally.
Okay. We were getting ready to go into Q Aaron Rodgers.
Q Aaron Rodgers, yes.
Man came back, shut out the Seahawks this past week, but he has forever put himself on that Summer Jam screen for being a fraud. And we would just like to take the time out to do one big fat "We told you so." Because we don't get to do that a lot about Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
This is a really good time.
Really good time.
Back in your faces and be like, "Hey, we tried to warn you about your mans. You thought he was cool. Nah. Y'all here fucking spreading conspiracy theories on Facebook about horse paste and shit."
Oh, you know what's my other favorite nickname that I like even better than Q Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah,
Throat Rogan.
Throat Rogan, yeah.
Throat Rogan. Throat Rogan is really good. Throat Rogan is my favorite.
That is incredible. Incredible.
Yeah, man. Aaron just made himself out to be a clown. And he tried to... Go ahead.
I was saying I love it. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. We all love it, man. He tried to do virtually what we've heard out of every single truther, was deny being a COVID truther. Try to say he's doing his research. He listened to a Joe Rogan pod, and obviously Joe Rogan is the orator of all things health and safety in America. So of course, you know, why would my theories, my crockpot theories, be wrong? I've been injected. Have you been vaccinated? No, but I've been injected. What do you mean? Well, I have whatever his fucking cockamamie ass excuse why he can't get, I think it was specifically the J&J. And it's just, we hear this shit every day from just idiots. Idiots on Twitter, idiots in the everyday life.
Facts.
Doesn't matter whether you like Aaron Rodgers or whether you hate Aaron Rodgers. It's aggravating to see that out of somebody with so much standing in sports, to have that come out of his fucking mouth. And I think, you know, people kind of got on LeBron, but not really, because LeBron wasn't out front about it. He didn't stand on the soapbox on it. Here's Aaron Rodgers standing on his soapbox. Then doubled down on it this past week on the whole thing, the fake apology. And, you know, ain't shit gonna happen because Aaron Rodgers is too talented for anything to happen to him, but... You know, at the very least, he's forever branded himself to be a fraud or a phony and, you know, one of those. I can't say what one of those, but you know.
My thing is, I guess some people feel like, oh, you know, the fact that he doubled down, you know, is some sort of badge of honor for him. But as you said, he just makes himself look like a bigger idiot. If you don't want to be vaccinated, you have every right to not be vaccinated. Don't do it. It's stupid. You're an idiot, but do not do it. But don't. He was deceptive. He was deceptive through the entire process in the media, and the Packers are going to get away with it. They gave him a slap on the wrist. I think Marsh's taunting call got more of a fine than what he had. It's stupid.
I mean, we knew that was going to happen. It's like when LeBron walked all the way on the court yesterday when Anthony Davis got ejected. You're supposed to get suspended for that, whether you're in uniform or not. But we all know LeBron's commissioner of the NBA, so that wasn't gonna fucking happen. Same thing with Aaron Rodgers. We knew they weren't gonna punish that nigga.
Yeah, it's just I'm not a fan of it. I'm a fan of, you know, the equal rules for everybody, but whatever.
In a fair world, maybe
I would just like to see them, you know.
But he's an idiot because if you're not vaccinated, whatever, but you can't follow vaccinated protocol. You know what I'm saying?
He doesn't even do that.
Yeah, like you're not even doing that. So like there's just many problems I have, and you're just going to eat. When people go up there and complain about cancel culture, which is fake, by the way, there's no such thing as fucking cancel culture. If you think there is, just look at Kevin Hart on your TV every other fucking commercial.
Kevin!
Look at Mel Gibson about to shoot another fucking Die Hard movie. If you want to think cancel culture exists, it's not
Mel
a thing.
Mel Gibson doing a Die Hard movie, nigga?
Yeah, he's doing another one. Yeah.
Bruce Willis is Die Hard.
Bruce Willis. What was the one? Lethal Weapon.
Lethal Weapon.
Lethal Weapon. So yeah,
don't worry. I know you don't. I know the '80s action movies. I know.
Yeah, I don't. You know, both all them shits is trash. But anyway,
whoa, what? What?
It's not trash. No, relax, what man. I mean by the movie's not trash, but I'm saying like it's old school. Like,
are you gonna tell me the story action. Of John McClane is awful?
I just don't care for them fucking movies, man. I'm not gonna say they're bad. They're American classics, whatever the fuck. I just don't care. Well, I want to watch.
We're talking about Top Gun. I want to watch
Lethal Weapon when I got Rush Hour, nigga. Like, why I want to watch Lethal Weapon when I got Bad Boys? Why I want to watch those? It's just my opinion. But anyway, so him going up there, and the funniest shit to me when he said that he talked to Joe Rogan. You can see the look on not only Pat McAfee, but AJ Hawk's face, like, what the fuck is this nigga talking about?
What the fuck is that?
And Pat don't want to fuck up his weekly interview, which I feel him. You know what I'm saying? And they just look like, this nigga's an idiot. And like, he truly, truly believe what the fuck he's saying. And isn't Joe Rogan vaccinated?
I don't know.
I think Joe Rogan got vaccinated, if I'm not mistaken. Pierce, you're muted.
Apex. He's at the UFC Apex. Not for all the fights, though. So that's actually a very good question.
He is not.
He's not. Okay.
Because they've I think since they've gone back to crowds, which I want to say was in July, they've only done like smaller events, ESPN Plus events at the Apex, and he's not on those events. So I do think
I take that back then. But either way, he's a fucking idiot. And I'm glad. I feel like Boosie's daughter. I told y'all niggas. Y'all thought I was lying.
That's Boosie's daughter. I never knew that was Boosie's daughter.
Yeah, that's when he got out of jail.
Oh. Yeah. You know, as always, middle fingers to Aaron Rodgers. Let's move on to another QB1. An actual QB1. Back again in Carolina. Cam Newton. Return because I'm Sam Darnold, as I've told you guys repeatedly for about 4 years now, is fucking garbage. So garbage that they had to call back in Cam Newton. And what did Cam Newton do on his first two snaps? Oh, score touchdowns. No big deal. And he's gotten a week of practice under his belt. Matt Rhule has announced he's going to be QB1 or training with the first teamers this week. It will likely start. I believe they're facing Washington and Ron Rivera. So interesting. I think that's Ron Rivera's return to Carolina. It's dope to see Cam back. It's dope to see Cam back in Carolina. You know, we could talk about whether the team's really jagged on not signing him, but he Cam lined it back in the place where he needed to be.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's just a fun aspect of seeing him back there. I don't know how it's going to work on the football field. Like, I still want to see, you know, what it's going to be like. Can he play a full game? Because I don't think Cam. Yeah, can he throw? Right, that's the big thing right there. But at the same time, it's better than fucking Sam fucking Darnold. And like I said, I apologize for falling for the okey-doke after that little 3-1 start. I was on my show talking about, is this nigga fake decent? I was wrong. That nigga is hot ass, and nobody's happier right now than Adam Gase. Adam Gase, like,
I mean, I feel like my level is on Adam Gase's. Like, I just love seeing USC quarterbacks fail. That's the one thing from my Notre Dame fandom that I will always hold on to.
Seeing US quarterback. So, yeah. You know, I think it's just inject the energy into the team too. Like, you ain't seen Chris McCaffrey smile like that since Cam left, nigga. Like, you know, Robbie Anderson. Like, remember how that picture of Robbie Anderson being looking at Sam
Robbie
Darnold?
Anderson was in jail.
Yeah.
For the last 9 weeks, thinking his old teammate was going to give him the ball. Hell nah. Yeah. Cam gets back, and automatically this nigga's getting fantasy points again.
Yeah. And I just think it's going to be – it's just great for the franchise, great for Cam. I'm a huge Cam guy, you know, and I'm excited for him, man. I'm just interested to see what's going to happen. They got a win, and they're at the bottom of this wild card race now. And now they've got Cam. You know, Cam would love
to be in the hunt.
Playoffs. They're in the hunt. They're in the hunt, so it's going to get interesting.
Let me tell you something. Here
comes Joe to poo-poo to everything.
I'm going to take the I Hate Black QBs route by Scott that he usually takes. there the person who Cam Newton was, I believe he was kind of forced to do more than he was you know, comfortable doing with the Patriots. That being said, he was sort of a distraction for them. I say distraction with air quotes. So I understand them letting him go. That being said, with who they've had and who that, like, who was the quarterback who was primarily playing Sunday?
PJ Walker.
Yeah.
XFL legend.
I'm putting Cam Newton in there 10 times out of 10. Of course, there's no doubt in my mind that I would. That being said, I'm not, you know, you see the one rushing touchdown, you see the one passing touchdown, and the oh, I'm back. I feel him. I know he's happy, and I'm happy another black man is back in there. Unlike Scott, I'm happy another black QB is back out on there. That being said, I'm not going to expect too much from him, and I hope they use him cautiously in terms of what he could do. Like, don't sit him back there and have him throwing more than 15 times a game. You know what I'm saying? Just get some complimentary, because if you do, you'll probably get exposed. Now, if he comes out the blue, it can still do it. Hey, you fool me. But one thing I've noticed in the NFL is, man, careers just start looking mid out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? They're not like OBJ. Like, I watched that Cleveland game. I've watched several Cleveland games, and I just see the nigga get open regardless. I'm like, man.
Take back your Cleveland tape that you brought at the beginning of the season. Said
them niggas doo-doo water.
Okay.
Baker is Trent Dilfer. Nick Chubb is great.
Trent Dilfer with commercials.
Trent Dilfer with commercials. But yeah, no, I'm not expecting anything from Cam Newton. So I'm not expecting anything. And the way that careers just get, I don't know, it's like 1 year they're killing and it's like, damn. You know,
I knew it was coming for Cam though. Like, nobody can be shocked that, you know, the Cam that we're seeing now in 2021 is a lot different than the Cam we saw 2015, because there was a shelf life on what he could do.
I mean, how old and is
He already wasn't an accurate passer to begin with.
No, he was a solidly accurate passer, wasn't he?
Now
I'm looking at it. 60%, 57, 61, 58, 50. I don't really care about accurate passing. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people love the 70, 69%. That is great, but I don't really care.
It was never been Cam's game. Cam was able to, you know, maneuver around that. Now is the time in his career where he has to be more accurate.
That MVP year of 2015, and it's kind of just been a fall from grace ever since. I mean, but he's also, play the next year, 2016, he threw 19 touchdowns, 14 interceptions. He's a high-value interception person, and you probably just have to deal with that, I guess. But you got to get him on the run. You got to get the pocket moving. You got to get him on design QB runs. It's just his game. That's what he did at Auburn. And it's not him sitting back there and passing. So it kind of is what it is.
So when the Bears play the Ravens this week, I'm going to go into the Ravens interview room, and I'm going to talk to Lamar for anybody who thinks I hate Lamar. Which I do. Like,
oh yeah, Scott. Yeah, it's the hell. I heard you hear black QBs.
I actually like Lamar. I'm a big fan of Lamar. I just don't think he's fucking Aaron Rodgers or Patrick Mahomes. But I like Lamar. Now, be very clear. Regardless of the Bears win on Monday or not, if Justin Fields outplays this nigga, my agenda will be very strong Monday morning. That's all I'm gonna say.
I feel like it will be for all of us. I am so excited to see my son on Sunday. It's gonna be a fun little Sunday, even if they lose, you know, because like
they're gonna lose.
I actually think that there's a good chance they might pull this off. Before I leave for Chicago, I'm gonna bet the Bears on the money line. But I looked at last Thursday, this past Thursday night's game against Miami, and there's no reason why the Dolphins should have had that well of a game plan going into that game, because they're terrible. Dolphins are fucking terrible. But they did what I love. You accentuate the positives, you hide the negatives, and they knew how best to contain Lamar Jackson and also how to make that running game a non-factor. You see, Ravens just cut Le'Veon Bell earlier today. They're not doing shit on the ground.
Le'Veon putting on his bio, washed up, bad rapper, anything else. I'm like, you need to put in bold, bad rapper, nigga. You stink.
Right. Like, you stink, period, nigga. Like, it's crazy how everything about Le'Veon Bell just came to pass. But,
bro, look at this. Look at this clip within. Tell me, this is supposed to be three Spider-Men in here, bro. Don't make no sense. It doesn't make no sense for Tyler to just be jumping. Not even aiming at him. It's three Spider-Men in there, bro. You can't convince me or not.
You know Marvel like the troll with their trailers. Like, you know, they have MJ falling. She's definitely being caught by somebody.
Well, you know, that's a callback to Andrew Garfield.
Yeah.
What's that? What was Andrew Garfield's?
The Amazing Spider-Man.
When Gwen Stacy died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, William, know, Will, I'm hyped to see William Dafoe now back as Green Goblin.
So my man Electro had no hair.
I can see Jamie Foxx
came back with the lining.
Yeah, I saw Jamie Foxx Caesar from as soon as the fucking cloud opened. I was like, okay, I know who this is.
It looked like they gave that nigga a tactical vest. Like, yeah, fucking throw grenades and shit when he's shooting out laser beams. But yeah, one thing I like, the things I like about the Dolphins win the other day, they neutralized the run game, forced him to throw. And while Lamar is a really good passer, his receivers fucking stink. And they weren't catching shit.
You be throwing a wrench at Cucamonga Brown.
That dick is so god awful. I love the people who just go to the California nicknames because he's from Florida. He's really Ocala Brown. But I really think that if Justin can continue being hot, he's grown as a passer each week. If he can continue this growth, that defense is suspect. I have a really good feeling about our defense and being able to stop the run. And if you are able to stop the run,
if 52 is playing,
I'm banking on 52 playing.
And four. And like I said, I apologize, Eddie Jackson.
I thought he was back.
No. Well, Nagy said that we're not going to know until tomorrow. But Nagy's hoping that both will play. But like I said, I apologize, Eddie Jackson, because I have seen what this secondary looks about him. And it's open season. So if 52 and 4 are playing, I feel a little bit more confident about us stopping.
Let me tell you something, brothers. The Bears are going to get their ass ringed. So just don't expect anything. It ain't going to be nothing pretty. That being said, I do think that this will end up being like a 38-27 game, because I do think there's going to be some.
Bears offense is going to put up some points.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, the niggas put up 27 last game. I didn't even sit back and think. I'm like, man, well, they didn't put up 20. They didn't put up 21. But even still, for them, I'm like, huh. And then you can see the confidence rising in Justin. Justin just looks – he looks like how he did at Ohio State. He just got better with every game. And bear in mind, his first game and the first play when he was at the Shoe was a freaking, like, 60-yard touchdown run. I remember it vividly. Like, oh, man, he came from Georgia. Did this nigga just take off for a touchdown? I remember it vividly. But he needs the reps, you know what I'm saying? And he has a repertoire with Cole Kmet. Cole Kmet started to look better than he did. Like, it's just
keep beating Cole Kmet, man.
You know, it's clear Darnell Mooney is his favorite, though. That's clear as day. When it's time to scramble, Darnell knows what to do.
Like, shout out to A-Rob for boosting that free agency status. I really do appreciate it.
I will say A-Rob is starting to move better around. He's starting to get out the pocket.
Hey, go ahead and show Baltimore what you're worth. Go ahead and show Baltimore what you're worth and play your ass off.
When Justin gets out the pocket, Darnell and Cole are nowhere to go. A-Rob showed a little bit more. It's just all about – showed a little bit more this last game, too. It's all about them getting in sync. It's all about them getting in sync, bro. That's really it.
Yeah, I
will not be doing – go ahead.
No, I agree with that. I was just saying, like, as far as, like, Allen Robinson, I think Justin and A-Rob said this both, like, the reason the chemistry hasn't been there because they haven't had any reps together. Like, they're just now starting to get reps together. And Justin said on Waddle and Sylvie and on Parkins and Spiegel that, you know, and they're starting to get a rep now because they're working with each other now more, which is what we've been saying, Joe, on the podcast since our fucking training camp pods. Why the fuck was he not getting at least some reps with the fucking ones, even if you weren't going to start him? And the more you see Justin Fields progress, now I'm not mad at the Andy Dalton signing because they thought that they swung and missed on Russell Wilson, and nobody thought that we were going to have a shot in hell of getting Justin Fields. But the fact of you giving him the starting position, even though it was only for a game and a half, you gave him starting reps in preseason and camp. It looks tremendously stupid as the weeks go on. And I want to give a round of applause to Coach Flip because he's helped change Justin Strong motion. You look at it from the last couple games, it looks different, and that's kind of been helping there. But I want us to lose. Like, I'm not going to actively root for my team to lose, but we gain nothing from winning games. We need Visor Boy about it.
We gain anything from losing either, though. So, I mean, we might as well go out and play hard
if,
and win.
If that you don't want them to even pop up in the hunt pitches, like don't even.
Who has our first round pick? McCaskies. Their first
Giants.
Round.
Giants.
The Giants.
You gonna get a good pick. But no, the Bears do gain something from losing. You know, they gain something by getting that entire staff out of there. That's just the truth. You know,
of course, I'm just resigned to that being a formality.
You know, it's funny because the dude on the Bears blog, which I don't know that nigga. I've never seen him on Hallis Hall. I've never heard anybody talking about. Well, I've heard people talking about him, but it ain't in a good light. And he was talking about how, you know, there's smoke and there's fire that says if they play bad this Sunday, Nagy gets fired. I'm like, why would they fire? If they lose, that's their seventh loss.
You're talking about
Bears blog? They got a short week.
I'm like, if they lose, they're already pretty much done for the season. But they lose again, it'd be their seventh loss. You're going to turn it around this 10 games in? Oh, you probably just let them finish up. It wouldn't make any sense.
Like I said, I look on the schedule. I see two wins. I see the Lions and the Giants.
I got to just say, I don't have any rumors as to what happened to Nagy. I do not know. But Bears fans, don't fish it the first thing that sounds great. It's confirmation bias. I don't know what's going to happen to Nagy. I'm not even sure. Maybe he gets fired. Maybe he doesn't. It wouldn't make sense for him to fire
I do think Justin Hall is going to have a say-so in it.
That's just my intuition.
Not in November, but if you do it in December, because I believe that they implemented a new quote-unquote Rooney Rule, which you are able to, if there's an open job, you're able to interview coordinators and coaches for possible head coaching gigs by like week 16.
I guarantee
don't quote
you
me on that. I think that was new. I don't believe the Bears would ever do it because of how they usually operate. But I would say if they did it after like the Cardinal game, some shit.
The next Bears head coach nigga is Chris Tabor. I already can see the disappointment in my eyes.
Bro, he was looking through our fucking souls 2 weeks ago.
Man, he's like, well, you know, we didn't get the job done, but we were close. I'm like, all right, relax. But I can see the Bears pulling something like Bears are internal hires because they're lazy.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, like I said, they give us donuts.
There's no real donuts.
We had a fucking nacho bar in Pittsburgh, man. What's going on?
I've heard the Raiders hook y'all up.
Raiders hooked the Steelers was better than the Raiders. Raiders hooked us up, but the Steelers hooked us up.
It's just there is no secret to hiring a head coach, really. It's random. Cliff Kingsbury was like 34 and 40 at Texas Tech. Seems he's doing a pretty solid job this year. It's stupid. Now I'm not saying he'll end up being a permanently good head coach, but it just don't make sense. It's really, really random. Do the players connect with him? Are his assistants, coaches around him and their assistants, do they mesh well? It's really just a toss-up.
Biggest question, does Justin like him? Yeah. If Justin tells Pace, I like Nagy, this is my quarterback, guess what, Bears fans? He going to be back, at least for the rest of the way his fucking contract out. It's about what Justin wants. I think the franchise, no, of course, I don't have any sources telling me this. We're not learning this from nobody else. I have to clarify that shit now. But my gut feeling tells me that this offseason, they're giving the key to Justin. What do you want us to do? And I truly feel like he's going to have a huge hand in that decision.
Absolutely.
That would be the smart move, 100%. You will not get a post game this week because I will be obliterated going from Soldier Field to the United Center. You will have one.
Are you going to the game? The next game?
Yeah.
I might be going too. I'll know tomorrow whether or not my plug comes through, but I might be going there.
Spider-Man ain't gonna be bigger than Infinity War.
No, it's not. It's not. I don't know how niggas saying this.
The pandemic. They're not putting up $2.7 billion.
Yeah, not in the panoramic.
Just chill. Let's chill.
Yeah. Let's go through predictions for week 13. We'll not be getting the Bulls game. Not be getting the Bears game. You got the prediction for the Bulls.
You said week 13.
No prediction for Bulls like next on Sunday, baby.
Then, yeah, I do
can't
have
wait. Prediction. Can't wait.
He coming back. Bing bong. Bing bong is going to be the bing sound bong. Of RJ Barrett missing. That's going to be the also, bing bong.
Also, Madison Square Garden is fucking awesome. I can't wait to go there.
You're the second one to say that. Pav said the same thing. So I will be going in March. I'll be going in March when the Bulls are in town. So I'm looking forward to going to the Garden. But and you said week 13. You jumped 2 weeks. We're in week 11.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Week 11. Yeah. My app was on 13. My fault. Week 11.
Let's get into it.
Let's start on Thursday night. We have a rematch of the Super Bowl 51. New England in Atlanta. This is the Falcons' chance for
Mac Jones.
Some kind of revenge against the Patriots. What happened when they dropped that big ass lead?
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if the Falcons just randomly just told them niggas.
The Falcons are not that bad of an offensive team.
They really aren't.
You know? So
defense is very, very sorry.
Matt Ryan is a Hall of Famer. I will stand on this.
I'm on that island with you. He is a Hall of Famer.
60,000 yards passing. He will end up with 400 plus touchdowns.
And he was a league MVP.
League MVP. Come on now. Yeah, but people in Atlanta hate him.
Yeah, maybe pass because the Braves won a World Series. Maybe they'll get off him.
He has back to back years with 26 touchdowns and 12 picks. 4,000 yards. What do you want from him?
It's because they lost. It's because they lost Super Bowl. Atlanta.
The defense lost you that too, nigga. Yeah.
But Atlanta finally has a legitimate championship because nobody cared about that soccer bullshit they won. They have a legitimate championship now.
Atlanta liked them.
They only saying that because they had nothing else. They have a legitimate sports championship now.
Atlanta ain't had a fucking championship.
What's the last time they had a quote-unquote legit?
When Goldberg won the WCW championship. That's the last time.
Is he from Atlanta or something?
Georgia hasn't won
anything.
That's what he won.
He went to Georgia.
Yeah. Oh. But no, last one was when the Braves won in 95.
That's not too bad.
So, but anyway, yeah. So I
was a city.
Yeah, it's a city.
That's awful.
Yeah, it's a city.
That's awful.
You thought the Hawks did anything? Nigga?
Have we won a decade without the Thrashers hosting the cup?
No, not since hell no, not since the '90s. We haven't.
What do you say?
Since the '80s.
Yeah, I mean since the '80s. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we've had a championship in every decade except for
the current
the '70s. Yeah, and the current but this one just started.
We didn't win in the '80s. Who won in the '80s?
Bears, nigga.
Dumbass. I'm an idiot.
See, exactly. Niggas forgot. Exactly.
70s?
Flash in the plan. We ain't win nothing.
Nobody in the 70s.
Did we win in the 60s, Bears, like an NFL Black championship?
Hawks. Bears and the Blackhawks won in the 60s.
Yeah.
So it's really only been the 70s.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at it, we're honestly spoiled the Chicago sports fan. If you want to keep it a buck, we actually kind of spoiled the Chicago.
We are.
Like, we've seen all our teams win except for the big one, the one that we
and
all
there are. Some of us who have seen all of them. You talk to Mark Potash, he was like, I've been coming ever since. He's seen everybody win. So I'm sure he's just chilling.
See, I'm not good with my name drops yet. I will be at Pav and Joe level very
Mark
soon.
Mark Potash.
Just give me
short,
just
give, kind duties.
Cool. Just give me a little time. I'll be at Joe and Pav level of name drops. Just give me a little more time.
You had a little stunt earlier in the episode. You were like, you know, it's my first time sitting down actually watching it. Basically, like, I'm sitting down like you commoners and watching the game.
You see, oh, and I will be on the wood very soon. We gonna keep down the low, but I will be on the wood very soon. Like okay. Ross said, we on the wood, baby.
Okay.
So, might hear a couple more name drops. But yeah, I'm gonna go with the pass this week though.
With the Falcons. Well, who's at home?
Atlanta's at home.
Falcons. Something stupid gonna happen.
Okay. Seeing it, some books the Falcons are catching 7. I might take 7. Colts. In Buffalo,
ooh, Buffalo,
7-point spread. I don't know, man.
I don't know. The Colts are playing kind of decent. Yeah,
a lot better football lately.
Colts playing decent. I'm gonna go with Buffalo, but it's
they're in Buffalo.
It's in Buffalo.
Yeah, they're losing. It's Buffalo.
Didn't Jacksonville beat them in Buffalo though?
Nah, that was in Jacksonville.
Oh, okay.
All right. That's the NFL. That's the one thing that's the difference between college and NFL. When someone comes in your house and beats you in college, it's just like, nigga, well, you ain't going to the college playoff. NFL, it just happens. So I'm going to go with Buffalo. The Colts have looked better. Jonathan Taylor has been playing amazing. But I also know that they're coming off 3 straight home games. I mean, what are they riding? They're riding a 5-game winning streak before they play the Texans. That's a good way to kick off a winning streak. They play the 49ers, another good way to kick off their winning streak. But then they lost to the Titans at home. They play the Jets. The Jets put 30 on them, and then they play the Jaguars. So you can't take it away from them, but I'm also not ultra impressed.
I actually already took them to cover, so how about that? Carolina is now 3.5-point favorites against Washington. Washington somehow did the unthinkable, and Taylor Heineke is on a list of quarterbacks have beaten Tom Brady, which have now really got me wondering about all of the quarterbacks who's ever beaten Tom Brady. Yeah, where are you going?
Which game is that again?
Washington and Carolina.
I'm going Washington, Carolina. I'm going. It's in Carolina. I'm going with the Panthers.
I'm going Washington.
Heinicke ain't having back-to-back really good games. So you say you're going Washington?
I'm going with Washington.
I wonder how much Chase Young's ACL is going to play into that. I'm going to go Carolina. Carolina's another team that's in the hunt. We'll see. Tennessee's catching 10.5 points, hosting the Texans home. Yeah,
Tennessee.
I mean,
Tennessee's going to be
obviously Tennessee's winning. This is you know, the Houston Texans are one of the worst teams I've seen in a really long time.
Who worse, Texans and Lions?
Texans.
Texas worse than Lions?
Yeah. Texans got that fluke win the first week because they were playing Jacksonville.
But they won.
They're awful. They're awful. Doesn't matter. They're awful. I've at least seen Detroit show some fight.
Joe, like, who's worse, Texans or Lions?
Some talent and want to come out and play.
Texans.
Here's another hot take I'm going to hit y'all with. Texas is not going to trade Deshaun Watson.
Probably not. Okay.
I don't think they're going
to
trade
him. I wonder if they're waiting for this to blow over.
As soon as the Chargers get dropped to blow over, you're going to see that boy in training camp.
I wouldn't be shocked. We'll
see how it comes back. But
I wouldn't be shocked. So,
well, nothing shocks me when it comes to matters like that. So, Detroit, speaking of the Lions, they are 10-point underdogs in Cleveland, the actual dogs.
I want to pick Detroit so bad.
I don't know, man. I really want to pick Detroit so bad, dog.
They're right there. I really do. You know what? Fuck it. I'm going. They got to win a game. They got to win a game eventually. They have to. I'm going Detroit, bro.
You know, your question the other day, like, really got me thinking. If gun to my head, if I had to fucking choose between Kirk Cousins and Baker Mayfield, that might be the only opportunity that I'd ever say.
Give me COVID Kirk.
Fuck it. I play Russian roulette with my life. Give me Kirk Cousins.
Give me COVID Kirk, boy. Yeah, that's who I'm taking.
Oh gosh.
Joe, who you got? Are you giving the Lions their first W?
No.
I'm going Lions. I'm going Lions.
No.
Do they cover?
No. They will find something stupid to not do it, so no.
Okay. San Francisco, that line's jumped up to 6.5 in Jacksonville. If they're going to be in that in the hunt category, this is a win that they got to get. So I'm going to go with the Niners.
The Niners, by the way, I just want to say the Niners are going to win because the Jags stink. But I would just say this about the Niners. Kyle Shanahan looks like a genius against the Rams. He's terrible against anybody else. But against the Rams, he knew how to kick their ass.
He got Big Irv on the schedule this week, so
Big Irv. I'm going with the Niners, man. I'm going with the Niners.
I actually think Urban gonna stick around. Some tells me that Jacksonville is gonna win enough games to where Urban's gonna be able to stick around.
I think if Urban wants to stay, he'll be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The call is his. It's not really anybody else's.
Honestly, like USC, I'm gonna fucking leave for go to USC. He's not gonna leave to go to Florida. Know that much.
Hell no.
And then what do you go to the U.S.? Nobody goes to U.S. anymore, bro. No. Your days of being a contender happened because you got freaking Leinart and you had Reggie Bush. That's not happening no more. Nobody's going to U.S.A.
Miami Dolphins riding a little bit of a win streak. 3-point favorites in New York to face the Jets. This game is going to be smelly. Very fucking smelly. I really don't know which way my nose is taking me on this one.
Thank God neither of us will be home to watch it.
I really hope that Scott Hansen's – well, actually, no, that's right. We won't be home. We'll have to worry about it. I'm just going to go with the Dolphins just because
– I told myself I was done picking the Dolphins. Has to win. But I'm going to pick the Dolphins for this one. Jets are fucking
– do you want to?
It's actually 3.5 at some
point. I truly believe the Jets and the Lions will put on this earth to make Bears fans think it's not that bad.
That's very fair.
Jets are an experiment where their fans, like Mike White, had that 5 touchdowns. Oh man, you already betting Zach Wilson? I'm like, shut up. It's one game. Nobody knows who this kid is. They don't know what he does. There is no tape on him. Of course, he'll get out. What do you do this game? Like no touchdowns, 3 picks. Get Zach Wilson back in where he's healthy. Just shut your mouth. Same thing with Khalil Herbert. There's like, oh man, Khalil Herbert had 79 and 100 rushing yards. I'm like, yeah, he's not Deebo. You know what I'm saying? Just shut up. This is why you niggas aren't GMs. Shut your mouth. So I am not going to pick the Jets. I'm going to pick the Dolphins.
The Eagles, 1-point favorites at home against the New Orleans Saints.
That's unfortunate because they ain't going to win.
You going with Trevor Simeon?
Trevor Simeon,
yeah, bro. I'm going to say, like, come on, dog. You seen Trevor Simeon in the last couple weeks?
Nigga got like 5 touchdowns, no picks. He's not playing bad at all. He's doing a very serviceable job.
He didn't have a pick in that Atlanta game?
He did not.
He looked smelly in that Atlanta game.
You know, he is what it is.
Jalen been hooping the last couple weeks.
That he has.
I'm going to go with the Eagles.
Yeah, he has no his first game, he was 159 yards, 1 touchdown, and 249, 298, 2 touchdowns in both. So he ain't playing bad. But, of course, this is just, you know. I haven't seen the eye test, so I don't know what he's actually been like.
Coaching Jalen has been better, though. Going to be the one that brings the Eagles under. If they lose this game because the coaching staff stinks. But like I've been telling people that Jalen Hurts is a lot better than your eye is seeing you right now. Yeah. Because they're not putting him in a really good position.
Like if you take Lamar Jackson and make him a sit back pocket passer, he'll be doo-doo. It's just not his role. You know what I'm saying? He needs to be moving. It's the same with Jalen Hurts. He needs to be moving. And that's fine though. It's like, you know, that's just the way some quarterbacks are. Some quarterbacks, like you put Joe Montana in today's game, get his ass whooped. Because they ain't gonna have time to sit back. You ain't gonna have no time to sit back and pass no more. Where someone like Steve Young, I'm like, yeah, he probably do good, but it's just the way the game is.
Yeah. So I'm actually going to go with the Eagles. I do not like the Saints and what they've been doing the last.
I don't either. And I don't like this, even though I think Sean Payton is a great coach and I would love for him to come back to Chicago and coach the Bears. But with that being said, I feel like they'd be giving him a lot of love just because he won a Super Bowl 13 years ago and they act like he's fucking Bill Belichick. Nigga, your quarterback stink.
They're acting like that he can make Trevor Siemian.
Right, exactly. Your quarterback stink.
You know, game managing quarterback. Like, no, he fucking stinks. And I don't know the status of Alvin Kamara.
I don't think he's playing. I could be wrong, but I don't think he's playing.
Yeah, I'm taking
it. By the way, the word is a bad boy.
Nasty. The Packers, 2.5-point favorites on the road.
I'm gonna sound like a hater, but I'm going with the Vikings.
I mean, it's all I have. That's all that I have left is to hate in my heart for Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers.
But I actually like the Vikings offense. Justin Jefferson is a fucking dog.
I do not like their offense, but no.
The Vikings should have more wins than they have, but they just don't know how to close. And that's what can bite them in the ass. Because you got to close against Rona Boy. Rona 12 is what I'm going to call him for the rest of it. Throw Rogan, Q Aaron, whatever you want to call him. You got to close against them, but they're in Minnesota, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. They didn't really.
A loud ass atmosphere.
The Packers didn't really impress me against Seattle, and Seattle's a terrible fucking team. I hope my Seahawks fans enjoy these last couple weeks with Russell Wilson, because that nigga's leaving.
I actually heard a really interesting rumor.
Spread with the people.
I want to say I heard this on Philly radio, but it threw out the possibility because the Eagles have 3 first-round picks. Possibly packaging those first round picks and going after Russell Wilson.
I think he had
some interest in Philadelphia, if I'm not mistaken, last year.
If I'm Seattle, I say fuck out of here. But if Seattle had any fucking smarts about them, they'd get Pete Carroll the fuck up out of here.
But think about those 3 first round picks this year. One is going to be the Dolphins. The other, who's the other first round pick? The Colts. If Carson Wentz plays enough games or whatever, the other one's going to be the Colts. And then depending on how good or bad the Eagles finish out, that pick is also going to be pretty attractive. So you might be able to entice Seattle, hey, I got a top 5 pick from the Dolphins, another top 15 pick, and let's throw in a future for Russell Wilson, and let's figure it out. It's a maybe.
It's going to get interesting, but right. The Packers didn't impress me against the Seattle Seahawks, and I'm going to go with the Vikings with this one. Going to go with the Vikings. I'll probably be wrong, but fuck it.
They were there?
In Minnesota.
I'm going to the Vikings. Yeah, Vikings.
Bengals in Las Vegas. Bengals are favored by a point.
I went back and forth with this fucking game, man. I went back and forth with this one, man. But probably wants to roll with the Bengals, but they've been slumping the last couple weeks. And I since it's in Vegas,
it's a very evenly matched.
It's a very evenly matched game. But since it's in Vegas, I'm going to give the very slight edge to the Raiders. They've been a real bipolar ass team this year.
No disrespect. I'm going to go with the Bengals just because I've done this the last couple of years with the Raiders. That just tells me the Raiders are who they are.
Yeah.
Like, they're mediocre. They can play well when they want to, but at the end of the day, they're still the fucking Raiders. I want to see Joe and I want to see Jamar and I want to see that team continue to build on this good start. I believe, they're 5-4. So their over-under was 5.5 for wins. So I would like to see some money in my pocket. Let's go Bengals. And I'm taking them to beat the Raiders.
All right, Joe, what you got?
Bengals.
I like how Joe just gives answers and just be like, I'm not giving an explanation.
I mean, it's all a good thing at the end of the day. I can't give you a rationale for it. I don't know.
Yeah, it is way too fucking early for all that. Seattle is hosting Arizona. Do not know the status of Kyler Murray. What is status of man?
He's going to be same status as last week. They won't know till going up into it. But
who's their backup? Colt McCoy?
Colt McCoy. Colt McCoy got not hurt.
His backup. Yeah, he got he's hurt. Not his backup, actually.
Oh, he's a Cardinal backup. He's a Cardinal backup. But I think he got hurt. Oh, okay.
He did get hurt.
Yeah, he got hurt.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, either way, it's still Colt McCoy. I'm just going to ride with Russ. I think Sunday was an aberration.
I just think it's him getting his quote-unquote legs underneath him.
You know? Right. He's got to get himself back. Like, the picks through were awful, but,
you know. He's got to get used to throwing again. I mean, you just tow up your thumb. So, it takes some time.
That was his throwing thumb?
I thought it was his throwing thumb.
Yeah, it was his throwing thumb.
Because if it wasn't his throwing thumb, I would assume they would have let him still play. Or he would have still
played. If it wasn't his throwing thumb, he'd probably be playing like Zach playing with the Bulls. I mean, obviously, football is tough sport, but still.
Yeah. Kansas City and Dallas. This is the Fox game of the week. They're the Joe Buck game. You guys know we're the Jim Nance, Tony Romo game?
Yes, I can't wait to watch back and watch those highlights.
Right. Because they did the Bucks game, and it was very cheap because it was a terrible game, and, you know, they're just being snarky. But now we get to see what Tony Romo thinks of Justin, and, you know, Justin's a little bit more fleshed out. So
I often wonder if he would ever become a coach.
I don't know.
Who? Tony Romo, a coach or general manager?
Why? With that fucking money they paying to CBS, you ain't got to worry about your job. Nigga, I'd stay up there. Being a coach.
Well, how much is he getting paid, though?
A lot of goddamn money, nigga. I think he's like one of the highest paid, if not the highest paid.
I think
nigga
he is the highest. He might be one of the highest paid people at CBS, actually.
Yeah. They get that nigga in a fucking Brinks truck, nigga. Yeah,
that's why like Drew Brees was such a and actually why Tony Romo was such a hot commodity because when his contract $17 million, he getting $17 million.
Look at this is an NBA deal. $17 million annually?
Crazy.
I didn't know announcers made this much. Yeah, I would never go coach.
When he hit free agency, everybody thought ESPN was going to get him.
Right.
I would never go coach.
Drive up his deal.
Why? Yeah. All I gotta do is research the game, watch the games, and then talk about it live on TV.
Yeah, the greatest Tony Romo shit I ever saw was Tom Brady's drive in the AFC Championship game against Kansas City. He called every fucking play. Watch out for Gronk. Watch it. He's getting more excited each play. That was awesome. That's what got him that fucking contract.
Mm-hmm. Probably. Man, that's a lot of $17 million a year. A
lot of zeros.
Lot
over 150 million over 10 years.
180 million over 10 years is crazy.
180. God, it's the highest paid NFL coach.
what's Drew Brees gonna get from CBS? Because once Drew Brees actually kicks in, they paid a pretty penny to make sure they got Brees. I don't really like Brees.
Bill Belichick is making $12 million a year.
That's wild.
Yeah, Tony Romo makes more than any coach. I would never go.
He makes $6 million a year right now. That's fucking.
Would never do.
Nowhere near Tony, but still. Yeah, anyway, Dallas in Kansas City. That's America's game of the week on Fox.
In Kansas City?
In Kansas City, yes.
I'm going with Kansas City.
I'm not giving up on my boy Patty. The comeback begins.
I'm still going Kansas City, but you know what? I feel like Trevon Diggs is probably going to get thrown on a lot. Because
that's the thing, Trevon Diggs, he got a little Eddie Jackson in him.
He does. Because Cowboys fans told me last year he stunk. And he just found it this year. I was like, I've heard that before. That sounds like I'm going to get thrown on a little bit. And I feel like he's going to have, of course, he's going to have to go up against Kelsey. And if whatchamacallit comes across his line, he's going to have to go up against Tyreek. So I'm going to go with Kansas City. Now, of course, Dallas may shock me. Kansas City may go back to being trash. But those are my picks.
You were on mute, sir.
I thought it was me.
I think Kevin Durant is easily finding out. Well, I think he's finding out why it's not easy being away from Golden State.
They got to jump Kyrie with a syringe because they didn't build the team to be built around a duo.
They got to do how Joe, have you played the Telltale series of Batman?
Yeah.
They got to do how Lady Arkham Vicky did Batman. How he did Bruce Wayne. Just jump his ass and stick the syringe in. He ain't never going to know. Yeah, I'm going to go with the Chiefs as well. I think it's going to be a shootout. Line for the over. Oh, God, it's 55 and a half. That's a lot of points. But
I'm going under on that.
I might lean under on that, yeah. But
you know the funny thing is? The NFL is so much more volatile when picking overs and unders. This is why I don't do it.
I hate picking overs and unders. I don't do it either.
Everybody
listen to the parlay god right here, okay? If you want to know what to do, listen to him.
College football matchups against scrubs, like Alabama playing FCF somebody trash, take the over.
Always.
Always, because they're going to thrash them. But when it's like Ohio State, Purdue, or not Ohio, we beat the crap out of them. Ohio State, Michigan State, it's like, But when it comes,
now with a lot of these college basketball games in the early slate where Michigan's playing Holy Cross or something, bet on Michigan to fucking win that and cover that 18-point spread or for
the only spread, cover
that 23-point spread.
23-point spreads and up, I'm always leery of. I'm like, I've seen and this is my first time betting on college basketball. So I'm like, I had a learning curve. I'm like, they're not doing what I expected them to do. So.
Yeah. Illinois really killed me last night because I expected Illinois to cover that 8.5 easy and they lost outright. But you'll find games where you have a team like Purdue who is just stacked with bigs. And then they'll be playing some team from the Summit who's just a whole bunch of small white guys. Oh, yeah. No, they're going to kill them.
Yeah.
But yeah, think about that. I'm still, again, I don't like overs unders, but I might have a lean on the under on this one. But I'm going to go Kansas City.
Yeah.
I still think Kansas City, you know, is going to get up for these big games.
Kansas City defense
Dallas to me is a little bit volatile. And I'm still not trusting what Dallas can do come playoff time.
So. I'm not trusting them either. Maybe I'll take the over. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm not trusting none of these niggas because January Tommy.
56 and a half.
January Tommy. January Tommy. It don't matter. It don't matter. AB come back next week. Grunt come back next week. The secondary is going to stop looking like Tampa Bay High School is playing when they get everybody healthy back, and it's going to be over for niggas again.
You call the niggas the Permian Panthers?
He's going to put To Live and Die in L.A. on his Super Bowl witty video, Let's Go video, after he wins number 8. January Tommy, I'm rolling with him. He got a Last Dance series on ESPN Plus right now, coming off a 2-game losing streak. He's still playing, and he has a Last Dance series on ESPN Plus right now. It don't matter what these other niggas are doing, bro. Sad to get that off.
Next game.
Sunday Night Football on NBC. We are in Inglewood, the Chargers hosting Pittsburgh, 5.5-point spread. I think Ben's out with COVID for this one.
He must actually had a decent case of it. Not decent isn't good, but like.
Well, I think when he reported it was Saturday. Mm. And from then, I think if you have COVID, you have to be away from the team for at least 7 or 8 days. Yeah. So I think that would take him out.
And he's vaccinated.
Well, that's if you're vaccinated, you can come back.
And vaccinated has different rules, right?
Yeah, so they're unsure.
Is it in LA or is it
in Pittsburgh? It's in LA. It's in Inglewood.
I wonder what them. I'm not even gonna be in town. I'm not gonna say one of them tickets looking like. I'm not gonna be in town. I'm gonna go with the Chargers, man. And like, I don't. This is not a confident Charger pick because these niggas have been playing hot ass lately. But I still just don't think Pittsburgh that damn good.
Me neither.
And I think I think they're gonna get this one.
I'm gonna lean Chargers on the belief that even if Roethlisberger plays, I don't think he plays up to 100% coming off of COVID. You know, that offense is just really, really. If Ben's not throwing a deep ball to Claypool or you know, I forgot the tight end's name, that little weird ass tight end they have that's somehow being able to make plays, and they're not getting anything on the ground game, like they're useless. Like, there's no reason. Well, actually, there's a lot of reasons why the Bears covered that game, but you know, then Ben notwithstanding. To not even win against the Lions is just really smelly. Chargers aren't good.
They're not.
Chargers aren't good at all. But I'm gonna take the Chargers to win this ball game.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And now for the final game of Week 11
in Tampa Bay. Speaking of January, Tommy, I don't think we have to worry about whether he's gonna beat the Giants. It's a matter of how much. Now, to the Giants' credit, a couple weeks ago, the Giants were on Monday Night Football in Kansas City. Kansas City, I think, was favored by 10.5 points as well, and the Giants gave Kansas City a little bit of a scare. Granted, this is Tampa Bay. This is Tom Brady. I feel like Tom Brady has a little bit of a vendetta against the
bro. He not living. He not losing to Simeon, Heineke, and Daniel Jones 3 weeks in a row. It's just not gonna happen.
No.
Damn, that's right. He did lose to Travis. No, he lost to, I mean,
Simeon finished the game. He lost a combo of Simeon and Jameis.
Whatever.
Yeah. A combo of Simeon and Jameis. But the Bulls play the Pacers on Monday night, so I will not be watching this fucking game. So,
at all.
I'll be watching the DeMar and Zach show.
My pick is Tom
DeMar Brady. Zach.
DeMar
DeBall Zach.
DeBall Zach. DeBall Zach.
Whoever came up with that,
yeah, Kendall Gill's face when he said to have me die.
He didn't realize what the
yeah.
Or did he know what he was doing?
It. Yeah, and then Jason Goff said, "Oh, see, this is what happens when you have us on past 1 a.m. You get Bulls at the dark."
That's hilarious. The Balzac is hilarious. It's hilarious that Lonzo Ball can't shoot a jump, a mid range to save his life.
He can't finish a layup a lot of times,
but they could just burn you from three. They get a center.
I love them. I love. Let me say, I love those boys.
They get a center.
Oh, be interesting. Look, I'm telling you, when AK makes a move at the deadline, things are gonna get a little interesting up in this motherfucker. If AK makes a couple moves at the deadline, things are gonna get interesting.
I mean, be interesting. Period. Like if Pat comes back and does, you know, gives you.
I'm not expecting Pat to come back. Yeah. If he does, it'd be the playoffs. He's out 4 to 6 months. Now he's young, so maybe he's on the 4 month side.
Yeah,
and he pulls the Eloy Luis, but I'm not expecting much from Pat.
Which are just as shockers when you think about it. I don't think they should have came back that quick, but whatever.
But so, well, Luis looked like Jesus Christ. But yeah,
that's true.
But yeah, so I'm Bulls gonna be interesting, man. It's gonna be a fun year. I've never even seen him. Even the Jordan days, the circus trip would kick our ass. So for us to be,
and we swept in LA.
We swept in LA. Not people.
If you
people
don't who, remember how torturous the circus trip used to be, you don't
terrible,
know how
bro.
Important that is to
and also
the Lakers and the Clippers, and they're good.
And for any team, LA nightlife is usually undefeated. You win that first game, niggas go out that night, and you get slapped the neck. You saw what happened with the Timberwolves. They beat the shit out of the Lakers. Night. And then they got back washed by the Clippers. Night. So, yeah, man, the Bulls, man, look out. I'll be watching them, and I won't be watching Monday Night Football. So I'll be watching the Bulls.
That's a beautiful feeling. If you don't remember how Chicago gets up for the Bulls and the Bulls are really good, you're about to see.
The madhouse is back. When I went, when they played the Jazz a couple weeks ago, the vibes were back up in the UC. Mm-hmm. And Staples Center sounded like United Center West when I was there on Sunday night when they played the Clippers.
Yeah, it really did. It really did. We're going to get up out of here so we can watch the rest of Steph kicking Brooklyn's ass.
I'm about to watch part one on January Tommy on ESPN Plus. I'm about to watch that.
Part one, okay. I'm like, every time you say January Tommy, I keep thinking of the new Power.
Tommy will be back in February.
Power. Yeah. February? Okay.
February, yeah, because the Life and Times of Tariq St. Patrick comes back on Saturday.
Okay. See, I feel like I'm not going to pop back in until the Tommy one just because Tommy in the city.
50 got me, bro. Any show that 50 makes, I'm watching. Any show that has Curtis Jackson, the executive producer, I'll be watching. BMF is incredible. Any show that he's working on.
Curtis Jackson is your Dick Wolf?
Pretty much. He's a new Dick Wolf. Or the Hood Kevin Feige, even better. He's the Hood Kevin Feige. The St. Patrick Cinematic Universe.
Okay.
Don't sleep on it. Okay. RIP Ghost.
Joe is at Flo's Andolini. Scott is at Bob Chess Sky. You can follow them. Keep track of this Sunday's game. At Selling at the Hallis, they'll also have the preview show. Like I said, I'm not doing the spaces because I will be hammered, but I will be back for Thanksgiving. Before you guys go sit down and eat your turkey, we can talk about Justin Fields putting the wood on the Detroit Lions.
If I go to Detroit and these niggas lose, I'm going to be fucking pissed.
On Thanksgiving, you going
to... On Thanksgiving.
You
ready to be pissed.
How you going to break it down to your mama?
I ain't been to Detroit in 12 years. And we going for this reason. Game and for family.
Actually, I don't think I've been in Detroit in 12 years. So, yeah.
So, I don't care what game win. We better not lose them niggas. That's all I know. Yeah. But, yeah, we'll holler at y'all niggas. We out.